Good morning. This is Kemp Hart, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning, my guest is Warner Braun, the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. How you doing, Warner?
Hey, Kemp, I'm doing good. Glad to be back after the 4th of July.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you with us. Actually, was curious. It's been, I think, a couple of months since we've talked. The other day, Bob Shaw gave a speech, and I've also heard this from Dan Frierson, but both the guys are of the belief that carpet, when you start talking and thinking about the economy, carpet and the amount of carpet sold is an early indicator on how well the economy's doing. And so I thought, since you have your finger on the pulse of how much carpet is being sold and manufactured, if you could tell us, as you look at your numbers, where are we in this whole economic dip? Are we riding along at the bottom, or are we starting to see an uptick? Because this might give, as these two executives have told us, this might give us a leading indicator on how the economy is doing and when it's going to recover.
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I agree with both Dan and Mr. Shaw. When I first came here in 2000, I began to look at our statistical reports, and even went back as far as we had data, and in every recession, the carpet industry led us into it, and the carpet industry led us out of it. And I think the number they quoted of 6 or 7 months is exactly what I found when I looked at the data we had. So, first of all, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. With respect to where we are today, you could argue that we're at the bottom because we've seen pretty flat numbers, but I have to tell you, we have not begun to see any, real statistically significant, uptick that would tell us that we're 6 months away from leading the economy out of the recession. The one good news thing that I have heard recently, I've talked to a number of people involved with temp placements, and they said that they're placing a lot of people into the mills in and around Dalton, which tells me that people are very cautiously beginning to staff up, but doing it in a way where they don't have to bring in a full-time person and then have the economy then do a second dip and be forced to lay people off again. So I think there are some promising signs out there, Kemp, that tell us that maybe it hadn't recovered yet, but it certainly looks like it is primed to do it.
All right, good. Well, let's. Another thing I want to talk to you about. We did an annual report, Floor Focus did, in May, and the numbers showed that actually carpet had picked up share. While carpet's off with everything else that's construction material related, carpet sales are off, but they're not off as much as the total industry were. So in comparison to other flooring surfaces, carpet picked up. I think our numbers showed that in 2007, carpet had a 50.1 share, and that's the total market, commercial and residential. And in 2008, it had a 51.2 share, so actually picked up some share points. I was going to ask you, what is CRI doing to make sure that carpet is still the preferred flooring surface versus other flooring types?
Well, Kemp, you have about an hour to answer that question. let me give you the short answer,
okay,
and then we can maybe talk about a couple of examples in detail. What CR really tries to do is knock down the common industry barriers to profitability and growth. And, a good example of that is what we're doing in the seal of approval area, where we test and certify cleaning products so that when the customer wants to have their carpet cleaned or wants to remove a spot themselves, that they have access to products that really work. Another example is what we're doing in the asthma and allergy area, and we just recently did a large survey of doctors to start to gauge their reaction to carpet. And then the third good example is what we're doing in the whole sustainability area, primarily on the commercial side. So, those are the sorts of things we work on, but, we have an enormous amount of stuff going on in all of the categories that we have defined as barriers to profitability and growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about asthma and allergy, because that's one that I continue to be amazed in, that there still are doctors that are out there that are saying if you've got an allergy problem, the first thing you need to do is pull a carpet out of your house. So, I mean, you actually have studies that show that the room particulates in a carpeted room are less than in a non-carpeted room. And I guess your mission is to get that message to these doctors. Is that right?
Yes, you're exactly right. In 2003, when we did our original study of asthma and allergy doctors and asked them, you know, what kind of recommendations do you make to your patients, the first thing they say is get rid of your pets. The second thing a lot of them say is pull out your carpet. In fact, at that time, 57% of the doctors we surveyed recommended pulling out carpet. The next question we asked them was, okay, if you make that recommendation, what kind of science or what kind of study do you base that on? And not a single one of them could come up with a single scientific paper that supported the notion that carpet aggravates asthma and allergy. Now, on the flip side of the coin, we had Dr. Sauerhoff, who is a board-certified toxicologist, do a worldwide literature search looking for every study that tested the hypothesis that carpet aggravates asthma and allergy. He found 24 studies, all of which concluded exactly the same thing. If you have asthma or allergy, you are going to do better in a carpeted environment versus a non-carpeted environment. So, I mean, the story is clear, the data is compelling. And as you said, our mission has to be to get this information into the hands of the physicians so they can make recommendations to their patients, which will actually improve the quality of their life.
Well, one of the questions I've got for you, you know, as these major companies, these mills that sell all kinds of different flooring surfaces go out and do some of these benchmarking where they allow some of their retailers to compare their profitability to other retailers in another market. And what they're finding out is that of all the surfaces that are out there, when these retailers, these independent flooring retailers, sell carpet, they actually make more money. Are you doing anything to promote the fact that at retail, if you want to be a profitable retailer, you ought to sell more carpet? Do you do anything along those lines?
No, you know, we really don't do anything along those lines, but we certainly work very hard at getting good, credible information into the hands of the retailer with respect to some of the myths that we deal with, Kemp. You know, we talked about asthma and allergy. Certainly on volatile organic compounds, there's still this myth out there that carpet is a continuing source of volatiles, where we know within 72 hours of a carpet being put down, 99% of all the volatiles that were in that carpet are gone, and they're gone forever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we work very hard at trying to get information like that down to the point of sales, because if the retailer has credible information, it's going to make them more credible with their customer, and they're going to be able to write the ticket.
Yeah, and you have a website that's carpet-rug.org that gives a lot of information.
That's right,
yeah,
Kemp.
Yeah. Right, about to run out of time, I was going to ask you one last question. I missed an event that you held recently in Dalton, I think was for Nathan Deal, and a lot of what you guys do is to stay plugged in with politicians that can help move the industry along. So tell me, was that a success?
Well, actually, we all missed it. As it turned out, Congressman Deal's plane, believe it or not, was canceled. Like, you know, it's nice to see he's mortal like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So he didn't make it. We did, however, make a nice contribution to his campaign fund. I think the important thing is that, you know, the CRI and its board of directors supports Nathan Deal for governor. And that's based on a long track record of Congressman Deal, you know, being supportive of this industry and going out of his way to help us. You know, if you go back to the asthma and allergy study that's ongoing at Emory University, he was a prime mover in getting $1 million appropriate for that out of the CDC budget. Most recently, and I know you've did an interview with Dean Thompson on HIRE, mm-hmm. the Home Improvement Revitalizes the Economy Act. You know, Congressman Deal is the co-sponsor of that.
Right.
And, you know, we're really excited about that. We believe that's going to get people back into the stores and we can sell more carpet and other kinds of floor surfaces and other things. But it's a perfect example of how when we go to Congressman Deal, you know, he's there, he is ready to help us, Kemp.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're running out of time. I appreciate you being with us this morning. Definitely wanted to cover some of these areas. We've been talking to Werner Braun, who's president of Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.